Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. At the end of the last issue, Fiona thought she heard Barry in the hospital, so she decided to get up and run to him. Let's see what happens from there.
So we start out this issue, issue 327, and we're these first four or five panels are literally just a repeat of what ended.
Just a little bit different of a setup.
Yeah, different angle. And so Fiona is rushing to Barry, and what she thinks is Barry, and throws herself on this guy on the gurney. The guy.
Poor bastard.
Well, and the guy's freaking the fuck out, which don't blame him. He's passed out, and all of a sudden this lady jumps on him.
This hot lady.
I'd be okay.
I'd probably be in the hospital this is going to be good for my blood pressure.
The doctors give her a sedative, which I love this part. So she is looking up at the nurse and the doctor, like this separate nurse and separate doctor. I think it's separate. Could be the same. Either way. She's like, oh no, Barry, don't knock me out with the sedative. Please don't. Barry, stop him. Like, don't let Barry inject me with that needle. She is starting to get delusional, thinking everybody's Barry. And then Barry is looking on. Flash is looking on, like, oh, fuck, I did this. I done screwed up. So as soon as the doctors are done giving the sedative, he turns around to thank Flash for helping out, but he had already left. He knows that he fucked up and he can't be there. We go back to Barry's apartment where
Detective Curtis and is that Captain Fry?
Yep.
Are talking to Barry's mom and dad.
Yep.
Which it took me a second to realize who that was because I've never actually seen them in the comic books.
Well, they were at the wedding.
Yeah, I know, but I
completely forgot about that. That was a year ago, dude.
Holy shit, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we're going to find out who trashed his apartment. We're going to get that son of a bitch.
Yeah. At the same time, we see a quick scene at the courthouse, and all of the reporters are rushing out. And we'll find out later, but I'll just go ahead and say this now. Turns out Flash got indicted. And so the grand jury had been picked. Everything is starting to fall into place for the trial. So we're done with that scene.
That's big poop.
I mean, these scenes are the scenes we need to cover. Like I said,
for the
lead up to the trial. But they're also just very tiny scenes in these issues that
are relatively unimportant to the story in the issue itself.
Yes, for what we're telling.
So then we've got a fire truck coming to a burning apartment, which just so happens to be Angelo's apartment.
Yep.
And his mom is stuck up above in the fire.
She's on a ledge outside. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't...
I get there's a fire. Okay, you want to get outside? That's great.
Go
on a ledge?
Go out the door that's got the fire escape, maybe?
Right?
Anyways, so she's up there, and Angelo, who... in this picture, again, looks like an old woman.
Yes, this is one of those pictures,
like
with the giant bun, fro. Like,
it looks like he's got the fro with the headband, and then the big-ass earrings, and then, like, they made his face wrinkly. For a 15-year-old kid, he's got a lot of fucking wrinkles.
I also want to point out, he wears the same exact outfit.
Every day.
Like, this is the same day.
But throughout the entire
issue, it's... Yeah. He goes...
rushing into the building. And as he's rushing...
The firefighter's like, no, don't... You can't get in there, kid.
No, kid. Stop. Don't. I couldn't stop him.
The firefighter's like, he won't last 15 seconds in there. And then the building starts falling apart. It's like, make that 2 seconds. The whole front wall just collapsed.
And it's all coming down on the kid. But miraculously...
So, it's all coming down on the kid. It's all coming down on Angelo.
Uh-huh.
Flash wasn't there yet.
Yep.
Huh. I totally missed that part.
Yep.
Oh, actually, hold on. He pulls him out right here.
Well, next, but there's a, there's a sploosh, yeah. But first, he takes the trampoline and throws it underneath his mom.
I have so many problems with that scene.
And then, as he's doing that, right, he runs through and catches him just, what does he say, milliseconds before the rubble would fall on him?
I guess.
400ths of a second between that, between the boy and the falling wall.
I guess.
And then, like, not only does he throw this trampoline into the air, which manages to, you know, hit the mom hits the middle of it and bounces off and he catches her, while it's not being held by anything in midair.
That's where I have my problem with it. Also, where she hits it, it looks like she hits on the shoulders.
Like, yeah, and then,
she had apparently, first off, she had, well, she's jumping head first.
Yeah.
And then she apparently is able to twist her body enough to where the shoulders hit first, that will then bounce her.
Yeah, it's all
for a scientific cop, a very scientific person. There's no science in what the fuck he just did.
I agree. And then on top of that, she's wearing a dress this whole time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Anyways.
Anyway.
So but, then Barry or Angelo's like, "Oh, Mr. Flash,
thank Mr. Speed." Or I guess it does say Mr. Flash.
No, that's his mom saying Mr. Flash. Yeah. Never mind.
And yeah, then, he calls him Mr. Speed for yeah. what fucking reason.
What can I say, Flash? I owe you my mother's life.
And the Flash is like, well, you know, just call it even because of what I was saying earlier today.
Yep, and then we've got this other side panel where it's like, looks like our boy Angelo there's made himself a new friend. You got these village people thugs.
Yeah.
Dude, well, I'm sorry.
That no, is they're the village people. Yes.
That is the reject village people yeah. right there.
These are, this is a Angelo's group gang. Called... Well, it's a group called the Vultures.
That's right.
I want to point out, this guy up front, the white guy, the has swastika. Got a swastika, but his friend, he's got a black friend, I'm assuming a, well, two black friends, and maybe...
Well, and Angelo's Mexican. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't... So much wrong. I don't know. But they're referring to Angelo being friendly with Flash. This is just a literal hate group. Like, these guys are
assholes.
Yeah, they're fucking pricks. As Flash, the one leader, what's his name? I can't remember his name. His name isn't important.
Yeah.
But he's like, no one quits the Vultures and lives long enough to walk away for long.
Yeah.
Lives long enough to walk away for long.
Yep.
Good job, guy. But, he
says... Look, we ain't smart. We just know how to hurt people.
Yeah, that's basically it. As Flash is, saying his goodbyes to Angelo and his mom, all these reporters, jump him and start talking about what lawyer he's going to get, who he's going to get to be his lawyer for his trial, and all this. Flash is just like, fuck this, I'm done, and runs off. And he ends up finding his parents... driving home, they're discussing how much they had to hide from Captain Fry. Yeah,
they know he's the Flash.
Yeah,
yeah.
So the entire time that they're saying that we're gonna find your son, we're gonna find who wrecked his apartment.
They're like, I hope not.
Well, fuck. Well, we know this was probably Flash. This was probably Barry that did this. He's probably mad.
They're not gonna find.
We know where he's at.
Yeah. And then yeah. I love how. He, runs into the back of the car, and then his mom's like, oh, you should slow down, honey. And it's not me, Nora. It's,
it's got a mind of its own.
Yeah.
But he, he...
pushes him out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So he can talk to him.
Yep, so he can actually talk to him freely. Yep. And he is just... He just tells him what's going on. He's like, he's in the bad way. And they give the parents advice of, you have to make your own decision. We can't make this for you. Thing, which is a good parenting advice.
Yeah,
normal parenting advice.
And then yeah. after they get done with the lovey-dovey parent talk, we pan down to the Vultures again, mm-hmm. getting ready to jump this hobo-looking dude. That's okay. I have to ask, what the fuck? How?
Yeah.
I assume that you maybe know how this happened because I'm confused as to why if...
I'm thinking it's something pre-crisis. After crisis, it changed.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, anyway, so they're getting ready to jump this bum. And they jump and basically like, you got anything, you know, worthwhile on you? And one of the guys grabs him. He's like, there's no sense in fighting Ego. He's got the strength of a gorilla, even on a bad day. And then like this hobo bum is like, gorilla hiccup. You said gorilla. Gorilla. And then he turns into fucking Gorilla Grodd. Out of fucking nowhere. Now, I don't know what the hell happened to get Gorilla Grodd to turn into a dude to turn back into a gorilla. It's keyword gorilla.
Okay.
But like, so, if they call him bum, will he turn back into a bum?
I hope. I know it's not going to happen. Okay, so it does point out that the last time, like, there's one of the stars. Last time we see Grodd was in Captain Carrot number 20.
Okay, that was something else I was going to ask. Who the hell is Captain Carrot?
You don't know who Captain Carrot is?
Why would I know who Captain Carrot is?
Oh, Captain Carrot's actually kind of cool.
Is he a rabbit?
He's a rabbit that is basically Superman.
Okay.
It's at this time, he is on Earth C for Carrot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom ching.
Even though there wasn't even a for you.
Nope, there was not. No, okay, so I was able to track down some information on that issue. Apparently, Grodd had jumped universes somehow. That one, I'm not sure how. Beast Boy had apparently come over as well. I don't know the details again.
Yep.
No idea. But he was messing with Captain Carrot and the Zoo Crew.
The Zoo Crew?
It's Justice League.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was trying to take over that world. Carrot was able to stop him along with Beast Boy and the Zoo Crew. Somehow he's able to kick him back into some vortex to send him back to this world.
Yeah.
To Earth 1 or whatever. But in the process, his mind got like wiped and he reverted to this human form that apparently he could do. Like, they make mention that he was able to do that to hide himself.
Yeah, but he was doing that mentally, like, you know, he was psychologically playing what people saw, I thought.
Yes.
And okay, see, that part I understand, but...
But no, like he could normally do that.
Okay.
Again, that's what I was saying about pre-crisis. I don't know.
Okay.
The kicker is, when this issue came out, issue 327... The same month, Captain Carrot came out. So it wasn't like he was gone forever. It wasn't like he was... Like, he had been, had not been in the comics for 20 years. Or
yeah.
For like a year. Same month. Same exact freaking month. I don't fucking know. But yeah, so we get Grodd in his full Grodd ape gorilla form.
Naked.
He grabs a hold of Ego. Ego? Ego?
Ego.
Ego. Toss him in the air and then just watches him
splat
back on the ground in front of him.
Like, literally splat.
It was beautiful.
Kind of awesome, yeah.
Yeah. And then he, like, mentally fucks with the remaining three.
Uh-huh.
To where they are, they will
crying
succumb
on the floor like little bitches.
Right, well, just so they can succumb
to
him.
Over, yeah, so he can take over their minds.
And he notices a memory as he's digging through their heads about Angelo and the Flash. And Flash is his most hated enemy ever. So he's going to start making this plan to... destroy Flash. While that's happening, Flash is on the outskirts of town. He had sent his parents back off, and he's just trying to, you know, he's trying to figure out what he's going to do.
Okay, I just wanted to throw this out here while we're looking at Flash's hands here. This bandaged hand in the middle thing. Did he break his hand? Because that is not how a human hand looks. Like,
let me try and get it in that same formation. Well,
this whole part of his hand right here
is all the way up here
into here. Yeah, like, God, horrible. Because when I first saw that, I thought he had one of his hands sitting like this, and I'm like, no, that's just one hand.
He heals quick.
I'd hope so. Just not straight, apparently. Oh, and then, but this next thing I love, like, he's just running, and then he's like, oh, what? I should have expected this. And gets fucking teleported up to the Justice League
watchtower. He gets zapped by a teleportation ray, the emergency teleportation ray, up to the watchtower. And up there is six members of the Justice League. And they are there to take a vote on if the Flash should stay a member of the Justice League.
We've got Hawkman, the Green Arrow, Aquaman,
Firestorm,
Wonder Woman, and
Elongated Man.
Elongated Man. Okay, yeah, I had no idea who that was.
You're behind on Flash, aren't you?
The show. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I have not watched the current season on Netflix.
I am two seasons behind.
Okay.
I haven't watched the seasons on the CW right now, and I haven't watched the last season.
Gotcha. The current season on Netflix has Elongated Man. They're actually pretty good so far. I'm only halfway through the season, but I'm behind.
I'm still working through The Punisher right now, which is so awesome.
Season one is amazing.
Dude, season one is phenomenal.
I need to start season two.
I'm four episodes into season
two. I've heard nothing but great things about season two.
Yeah.
So, all right, but back to the comic we're talking about.
Yeah. Back to the unimportant DC comics. No.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but
no, you're good. You're good. So we'll just run through their choices or their decisions.
Basically, they're like, yeah, according to the charter, we have to decide whether we're going to kick you out or...
Here's about the charter. They only need six members to make this vote. Top of my head already, I can see...
It should have been five members or seven members.
An odd number.
Yeah.
Easy should have been an odd number.
It's like playing paper, rock, scissors.
Right?
best two out of three, not best, two out of four.
So we've got Aquaman. He votes no. He doesn't... Votes no to keep Flash in. Firestorm says yes. Green Arrow says yes.
Yes, of course, because Green Arrow's like, hey, sometimes you have to kill bitches.
Well... He even says here, because I had to kill in the line of duty once myself.
Once?
I don't know which issue he's talking about. We're not going on TV show.
Okay, I was saying,
I don't know what issues we're talking about.
The only Green Arrow I know is from the TV show, and he's killed everybody about.
He killed, everybody in season one, and half of season
half
two.
Half of season two, yeah.
And then started killing again in, season five.
That's because it got boring. Oh, I mean, wait,
you're not
what?
Wrong. Wonder Woman says no. Hawkman says, what did he say, no? Oh, yeah, he says no. And then Elongated Man says yes. So already it's three against three. And so now they're in a deadlock and they have to wait for some other member to show up.
Gee, I wonder who's going to show up.
Hey, look, it's Superman.
Hey!
With his tiny head and... big, bulky center.
Okay, dude, and his tiny little itty-bitty arms.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, it's like midget Superman.
This art was bad.
That was a horrible picture. I don't know what they were going for.
No idea.
But, yeah. When your tits are bigger than your head, you know you're a retard.
Yeah. No, that's bad. The symmetry on this is all terrible. So, the story... So, I mean, everybody already knows what's going on.
Yeah.
So, he's gonna give Flash his decision. But not this issue.
Wait.
Told you.
Yep, you're right.
But he's gonna wait. We'll find out next time. Well, actually, no, because they don't say that. We'll find out.
Well, we find out whenever we find out. But he says, but this is where it leaves you off. It says, let's just get this over with, so I can get the hell out of here. This is the Flash talking. Because he says to Superman, he's like, come on, it can't be that tough for you. Not with your super brain and super judgment and all that. Let's just get it over with so I can get the hell out of here. And Superman's like, you got it, Flash. My decision.
This is my decision.
And then it's fucking the next episode.
Next issue. The suspense continues. Reverse flashback.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Flash story.